This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer and Geo live from Jets Camp on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got a very busy week this week with a couple of softball games. We're here today, so you can check us out tomorrow in Mattawan. We were pumping that up a lot last week, and tickets were flying. So apparently some new tickets had to get printed for that game tomorrow.
It's going to be great. It's
expected a great crowd.
Be a lot of fun, and a little birdie told me that you and Jerry are having a sleepover.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
so
we are.
I'm gone for a week, and next thing I know, I come back, and you guys are like, you know, sleeping over at each other's houses and hanging out.
This has nothing to do with
what
you,
is going
Boomer.
On? I feel like
lending
feel
a
like
helping
something
hand.
Going on here.
No. I mean, it's nothing to do with you. It's about us. It's about Jerry and me. And
good. I'm glad you guys are connecting.
Right. I mean, it's also a convenience thing, and Jerry stepped up.
Job,
and
man.
It's convenient.
I mean, he's done. I would hope that in the same situation, I would be as nice and accommodating as Jerry. That would be my hope.
You would hope,
right? I don't know if I would. But that's what Jerry's doing.
Are you allergic to cats?
No. I grew up with cats.
Even if he was, he would be in the basement, which he chose. The cats have never been down there. So
the cats
fine.
Don't go down there?
No.
Yo, by the way, I have to do kitten ball a little bit later on today.
Really?
So I'm getting ready for kitten ball and all that other stuff. And I remember last year, you ended up getting a kitty cat from the North Shore Animal League.
We did.
You?
Little Callie, yeah.
That's nice. And how's little Callie doing?
Doing awesome.
All right, good. I'm glad
good,
to hear
fun
it.
Fun little kitten.
Keep her away from Gio.
I can't promise. But
I'm
when he sleeps, he'll be fine.
I'm great with animals. I am an animal guy. Those animals, they see me, they know. We have that connection right
well,
off the
Well,
you bat.
Got the little bulldog at home.
Well, that's I got a good. Bulldog and a Yorkie, and now my mother-in-law's in town for a couple days. She brings a dog, too.
Oh,
so.
She brings her dog, too?
Yeah, a little wow. French bulldog. So it is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's straight chaos in the house. And then you had the air conditioning breaking for 4 days straight. Oh, it was awesome.
He had some week last week.
Oh, man.
It was really, really good. All right. Jerry's here with an update for us. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Monmouth University, our coast, your horizon. Navigate your future at monmouth.edu. Last week, we had a lot of conversation about Greg Bird. When is he going to start living up to the expectations? Well, yesterday, he got the Yankees off and running.
The rookie deals swung on, drilled it deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. It's bye-bye Birdie in the right field seats.
Yeah, the Birdman of New York, John Sterling, the call on the Fan. Yankees put up six early, wound up beating the Blue Jays 10-2. Miguel Andujar hitting a couple of RBIs as well. Here was Aaron Boone on Bird getting it done offensively in that spot.
That's, you know, two swings in a row where we see the life through the zone. That, I mean, really night and day from just a couple of days ago, right?
He had some slug. As Aaron Boone would like to say. So the Yankees win the game, but along the way, now we know about Sanchez, we know about Aaron Judge and all that stuff that's going on. They suffered another injury yesterday.
There goes the runner at first. Pitches it on the ground in the hole. It is a grab by Tarrant. Travis goes to first, yep. Not in time. All the way to third goes Andujar. Travis grabbed the ball. It just wasn't it hard enough to go through. And the first baseman, Morales and Didi, collided on the bag.
Yeah, Kendrys Morales and Didi collided.
Two things about that. I love the fact that Andujar ended up at third.
Yeah.
I love that. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be flying around the bases, and that kid did that. So if we're going to get on him a little bit for sometimes being a little bit too casual, that was great. And the other thing is, all right, as good as Didi has been and as important as he has been to this team because he's basically been a rocket shortstop, Ronald Torres is not a bad ball player.
No.
I mean, and for 2 weeks, if that's what it's going to be, if you put Gleyber Torres at shortstop and then work, Neil Walker at second, there's a lot of different things you can do here. And that is it's a test of the depth of the Yankees, there's no question. But as I was just saying, 13 games now over the next 2 weeks against just absolutely horrific baseball teams.
Yeah, Yoenis Cespedes has already texted Didi to get surgery on his heel. So I don't know if he's going to listen to him or not.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I mean, this is where, nice. Like, you know, but think about that. So the next time The Yankees actually play a team with a winning record will be Monday, September 3rd, and that's the first game against the three-game series against Oakland,
right.
And that's when they go on that West Coast trip. The question that I would have, I think Sanchez will be back. It sounds like he's close.
It seems like rehab's going well for
right.
him at this point.
The Judge thing is turning into a Mets misdiagnosis, and Didi Gregorius hopefully will be back by that time, too. So you could actually have a full lineup, and I would think also maybe even CC Sabathia back by
then. You might have that, too, yes. And Torres, I do believe, had three hits yesterday.
Here's the welcome news for Yankee fans, right?
Yeah. Here is Boone on that topic, filling in for Didi.
Glaber would move over and get the bulk of the work at shortstop if Didi was down for a significant time.
So,
well, there you go.
Exactly what you said.
And Torres could do a million different things for you, and all that guy did yesterday was get three hits.
Three for four.
Yeah.
Yankees now 78-46 on the season. They do have the day off. They play in Miami tomorrow. I know the Mets are not relevant at this point, but I bring them up, and we're going to discuss them a little bit because they played in Williamsport last night with all the little leaguers there. Small 2,500-seat venue. It was all good. You even got a decent night from Jason Vargas and some offense and a lot of it along the way.
Vargy.
Hit it.
Here's the 0-2 coming. Swing and it's launched to left. A base hit for McNeil on 0-2. One run is in. Hoskins throwing to the plate. It's up the line. Another run scores. A throw to second. And McNeil tagged out as he ran towards second base, having rounded first. Inning over, but a two RBI, two strike single from Jeff McNeil.
Yeah, came in the fourth inning. Josh Lewin, WOR, part of an 8-2 win over the Phillies. Mets wound up taking three of the five-game series. Jose Bautista, a couple of hits and a couple of runs scored. And Amed Rosario played well. He was 3-for-5. He drove in three runs. Here was Mickey Callaway just on the entire experience, being there with the kids and playing the game.
Yeah, I thought the day, for me, put things in perspective. You go out and watch these little league guys have fun and play the game and do it with passion.
I did think it was cool. You know, you had Wheeler and not Wheeler. You had
Syndergaard, all those guys.
And then the crowd with the kids. It was actually really
cool. I actually like that Major League Baseball did this last year, and now we'll continue to do it.
Pirates-Cubs next year.
It looks great on TV. They have all those, you know, crazy uniforms now that I guess they're getting ready to go into, what do they call it, like Players Weekend or something where they
with the nicknames.
The nicknames
they had
and all that
night,
stuff,
yeah.
Yes. So, you know, the point being is that it looks good on TV, right?
Sure,
and it's a
feel-good cool
story, right?
Yeah, and Major League Baseball has really done a nice job of, remember how many times we talked about what do you do to get kids back into baseball and how do you get the next generation interested in baseball? It doesn't seem like they were as much when all of us were younger. Well, this is a way to do it. I mean, this is a way to interact with the little leaguers, put it on a big stage. They do stuff with the College World Series now. So,
and this big Al Sacky.
Oh, I know who's the best.
He's all over the place.
He's the greatest.
It's pretty good stuff. Here is Vargas, who didn't suck last night.
We got off to a great start, being able to keep the ball down. We got some really quick outs and got through those first couple innings fairly quickly. So that put us off on a good roll.
A good roll.
He's going to be great next year.
After two really good starts, his ERA is still in the mid sevens. That's how horrendous he's been.
Yeah, but let's relax. Really good. He's 5 1/3.
Well,
hey,
for
I'm just
kind of like,
hey, they kept the Phillies out of going into first place last night. I love that.
And the whole little league thing. That's why it's. But it's kind of like I woke up and I saw Matt Harvey. No hit bit. I'm like, oh, tell me he took a no hitter into the ninth inning. You read the story, 5 innings.
Yeah,
I know. Shut up. I mean, it was good. Right? It's fine, but I mean, let's not get nuts. So he lost a no hitter in the sixth. Whoopee. I guess we're done with the Mets. Nobody cares. Rays beat the Red Sox 2-0. Astros over the A's 9-4. Justin Verlander, he won his 200th. You had Clayton Kershaw winning his 150th. Dodgers beat the Mariners 12-1. Melky Cabrera, remember him? He had a grand slam. Indians shut out the Orioles 8-0. DJ LeMahieu hits a home run. The Rockies swept away the Braves. They won 4-2 yesterday. And guess who got the win? The complete game win is the Marlins beat the Nationals 12-1.
Urania on his appeal.
About that? So he did pitch. He goes the distance. They did win. I'm not sure if the first pitch of the ball game was in and tight, but we'll check. And Sean, can I mention this on the warm-up with Al? If you haven't seen this video, check this out. So in the A's-Astros game yesterday, Sean Kelly is on in relief. Now, Sean Kelly was cut by the Nationals because he lost his mind when the Nationals were beating the Mets 25-4, and he gave up some meaningless home run in like the eighth inning. They cut him right after that because he was nuts. So he is now pitching for the A's, and Evan Gattis is at the plate yesterday. Evan Gattis calls timeout right as he's about to deliver the ball. Mm-hmm. He's so annoyed, he decides to throw the ball into the mezzanine.
Yes.
It's actually kind of
hilarious, actually.
Pretty stupid. Also of note from baseball, while designing plans for a new Tampa stadium, the engineers have been brought in, and they are using StatCast data from Aaron Judge to make sure that the roof is high enough. Because they want to make, because he hits the ball, I guess, as far as anybody on the planet. So they're using his data to make sure it's good.
Is that going to be an affixed roof, or is it going to be a roof that's going to be able to be opened and closed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea?
I don't.
Affixed, not affixed?
Not
affixed.
Okay.
Well, can we get that? Somebody affixed, not affixed roof?
I don't. Please. From the land of golf, you mentioned you're doing something this week with golf, right?
Yes. Yes, I'll be over at Ridgewood tomorrow with the First Tee Foundation. I think between 2:30 and 3:30, because tomorrow, actually, or this week starts, the FedEx
playoffs.
Yep. I know Brent Snedeker had an unbelievable weekend down in Carolina, right?
Yep, he won the Wyndham. He was your winner yesterday. Kevin Stadler plays on the web.com tour?
I guess
that's what it is. He had a bad shot and was so angry, he snapped the club over his foot, and the club went flying, hit someone in the face, and they needed six stitches.
Yeah, not good.
So he had to apologize for that.
The Northern Trust at Ridgewood starts this weekend, so that starts the FedEx playoffs, and then tomorrow is the First Tee Foundation's big kickoff for that particular event, and I'll be there for I guess about an hour before our game tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's got to drive those golf traditionalists nuts, man. Getting seeing someone break a club and get hit in the face, that's not a good thing for the game, is it?
Sean McKeel, who I do believe is like the representative
I've
now
thrown
for
the a
tour,
few clubs, believe me,
says the most blood he's ever seen.
Really? Most bloody? Well, he's got to get out more.
Yeah, I suppose. And you had the Raiders Rams from the L.A. Coliseum over the weekend. Not one, not two, but as they say, multiple fights broke out in the stands. So they're nuts.
Yeah, they are.
Send them to Vegas.
Right. Right. Things will get better there, right?
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay.
How many people showed up for that game?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. But looking at it was not a sellout by any stretch.
And by the way, I'm sure you watched the Jets and the Giants preseason games this weekend. I don't know if you saw
I saw the Jets. I didn't see much of the
Giants. Two things happened in these games. One was the roughing the passer on Jenkins, the outside linebacker for the Jets.
We talked about that.
The first play against Alex Smith.
Stupid.
I mean, like, I took about 100 of those hits in my career, right? I'd play until 50 if those things.
But in fairness, against the Vikings, now, that was even worse.
Now, the other one, how about the one on Mark Herzlig when he is rushing the passer?
I didn't
see
it.
And Carter gets the sack on one side, and Herzlig is rushing, and I think it's Riddick, the running back for the Detroit Lions. He's the one that initiates the contact. He's the one whose helmet hits Herzlig's helmet, and they throw the flag on Herzlig. And I'm like, this is going to be a mess.
Well, how about the one with the kid Mostert? I don't know, from the Niners?
The Niners, yes.
I don't know what you're supposed to do in these situations.
I have not. I know Richard Sherman is tweeting it. There are some things that I actually agree with Richard Sherman on, and this is one of them.
Yeah.
And he's got every right to bitch and complain. But I would just say it's not just the defensive players now. It's also the offensive players.
Well, this one, I don't know if you saw this one. This roughing the passer one in the Vikings preseason game. I mean, he comes off the edge unblocked.
I know what they're saying, though.
He tackles the guy. I mean,
but they're saying that he actually threw his entire weight on top. Look, I know you. It's hard.
This
for you
one's
to understand.
Worse than the one
I know,
in the Jets game.
I know, but it's hard for you to understand. Phil,
it's not just me.
Phil and I have been talking about this for years. Reggie White used to wrap you up, and then he would just lift you up and pile drive you into the ground, and all 310 pounds of him comes on top of you.
You're telling me that his entire body weight is on top of him?
No, I know that, but I see
not even close.
I know what the official's doing. Look, I'm against it because I
not
felt
even
like
close.
I got hit like that all the time.
Right.
But as we watch that, you say to yourself, what the hell do these players have to do? What are we doing? Before you know it, even Richard Sherman said it, we're going to be playing flag football.
This is going to. I really hope that they're just swinging the pendulum far because it's the preseason and it'll get corrected, because this is going to be a.
It's been bad already.
But it's preseason, so we're mentioning it, then we're forgetting about it.
But even Alberto, the replay reverser Riveron, has basically sent out all these different videos saying, well, in the first week, these were called wrong. We're still trying to figure out these things. Let's make sure we get it right in the preseason so it doesn't impact the regular season. And I'm telling you, it's going to be, if they go the way that they have been going in preseason as the regular season starts, NFL fans are going to be livid. Because it's not the game that you love, that I played. It's certainly not that game. And it really is having a profound effect on the way the players are playing the game now.
And reacting, too.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, fans, I mean, how about the team that's getting penalized? I don't even think the opponent is going to be happy about some of this stuff. It's going to feel cheap.
The only thing I always fall back on, I can always hear like an owner in my ear saying, you know, we're paying billions of dollars out for concussion settlements. What the hell you think we're doing this for? That's why they're doing it. And, you know, maybe
you can go too far.
Maybe today's players don't see it that way. Maybe they should actually talk to some players from the 70s and the 80s. The 60s, and take a look at what kind of shape those players are in, and maybe these players today would understand
that.
But some
of it's unavoidable.
I understand what you're saying. I know it's frustrating, and I think it's going to be a bone of contention for fans if they continue to rule it the way they have ruled it in preseason.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I remember taking calls for years on this. Oh, it's going to turn into flag football. I'm not going to be able to watch. And I used to say, no, they'll never let it get to that point. The NFL's too popular. It's getting to that point.
Unless the players sign some sort of waiver that they can't come back against these teams because of the way they're playing or the way that they feel like they have to play, I don't see it changing in any way, shape, or form. And I know they're also trying to have a profound impact on the younger kids playing football and also on high school football. Play with your head up. All that stuff is smart. I'm not against any of that. But the way that they're ruling these games and the impact these penalties can have on these games is going to be frustrating for fans to watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.